The View from Planet Nancy.
Hello, I'm Nancy Casey, and years ago, when my kids were small, I lived in the woods beside a creek on a northern Idaho hillside, a cabin, a garden, chickens, goats, wood smoke, miles from the nearest town. Sunday nights, my sweetheart and I, we'd carry the car battery inside and wire it to a boombox so we could hear a fella named Dan Marr play folk music on Spokane Public Radio. Songs that reminded us of ourselves, sturdy food, hard work, rhythms of nature, and good hearts. We recorded the show on cassette tape, replayed it as long as the battery lasted, learned a few songs on the piano and the guitar, and forgot the others when they got recorded over the following Sunday. The kids were indifferent to the show, but would run in from wherever they were to stand in front of the radio when the voice of Utah Phillips strode through the room in logging pants to introduce the program, sounding like he could be a whole lot of different people you might respect, singing about wild places and timeless snow, singing, "It seems sad, but the telling takes you home." They knew that guy, and if they didn't, they wished they did. I got a chance to actually see Dan Marr when I took the kids to a concert one spring in the town of Moscow, a world far away from the hillside where he'd been rambling through our Sunday evenings all these years, him and his deep-voiced, plaid-shirted pal. Maybe that's who the kids thought they were going to see, because they were unimpressed from the first moment we opened the side door of the community center where the concert was already in progress. The bulky bodies of adults screened the stage. Dan Marr was up there. I knew that voice, and there was just enough of a view through the crowd to take in the living symbol of folky freedom. A guy, a guitar, and a faithful golden dog. The kids were shy, clingy, and just having spent 2 hours in the car, weren't inclined to spend another hour being well-behaved in chairs. We set up in a far corner, bread and peanut butter and drinks of water all around, bringing out the stuffed animals, moving tiptoe quiet so as not to disturb. We were better off in the corner. Those town people always intimidated me. They were so scrubbed up, black ballet slippers and flowing robes, while I clunked around in woolens and boots. They all knew each other. That made me feel like I didn't know anything. "This is a room full of people that ought to be singing in harmony," said Dan Marr from the stage, telling us we were going to walk through a few harmonic tricks while we sang, "There Was an Old Lady Who Swallowed a Fly." There was an old lady who swallowed a fly. The very song we'd sung some 3,000 times. The little old lady who swallowed the fly, and the cow, and the dog, and the horse, and the spider that wiggled and jiggled and tiggled inside her. She ingested a new creature every round, the verses getting longer and longer. By the third chorus, the room was full of harmonies. The kids were alight, as if their own lives shone in the big world, and yes, it probably would be okay if we crept towards the front. Up close, the three of us singing our hearts out, I got my first look at the tableau on the stage. The folk singing guy, his guitar, and that faithful, lucky golden dog. That's The View from Planet Nancy. Thank you for listening. I'll see you in orbit.
Transcripts of this and other editions of The View from Planet Nancy are available at authornancycasey.com, where you can also sign up for a podcast and leave your comments. The View from Planet Nancy is produced with help from Radio Free Moscow in Moscow, Idaho, and at krfp.org. Music by Kevin MacLeod.